command of Colonel Cook, when passing down San Pedro's brook, where cane grass growing strong and high was waving as the breeze passed by. On the road to California, on our hard and tedious journey, far along the Rocky Mountains by San Pedro's crystal fountain.
There, as we gained ascending ground, out from the grass with a fearful bound, a wild, ferocious bull appeared and challenged fight with horns upreared. Stop, said one, just see that brute. Hold, was responded, let me shoot. He flashed, but he failed to fire the gun. Both stood their ground and would not run.
On the road to California, on our hard and tedious journey, far along the Rocky Mountains, by San Pedro's crystal fountain. In nature's pasture all unfenced, a dreadful battle was commenced. We knew ourselves we must defend, and must to others' aid extend. A bull at one man made a pass, who hid himself amid the grass, and breathless lay until the brute passed him and took another shoot.
On the road to California, on our hard and tedious journey, far along the Rocky Mountains by San Pedro's crystal fountain.
Old Cox from one bull's horn was thrown
10 feet in the air when he came down.
A gaping flesh wound met his eye.
The vicious bull had gored his thigh.
And when the fearful fight was o'er,
and the sound of the muskets heard no more,
at least a score of bulls were found,
and 2 mules dead upon the ground.
Oh,